edition of the Web Daily. DJ Dan hanging out with you on this beautiful Monday, August 25th, 2014. A couple of really cool things out today. And there's one I specifically want to focus on. This writer on BuzzFeed, his name is Mark Davis. He wrote a list. He wrote a list of the 34 things you didn't see on TV at the VMAs last night. Now, everybody knows last night the VMAs was the huge highlight, and everybody's talking about it today. But I thought this would be a little different to talk about and highlight a little bit, a couple points of these. And I'll read it all the way through, and you let me know what you think. Also, today's Ariana Grande. I'm a huge fan of her. Her second album came out, and I'm just so excited to listen to it. Huge fan. All right, so let's go through these. If you weren't there in the audience, you don't know half of the stuff that happened. So I'm going to read some of these things. Number one, he says all of the celebrities were cordoned off from the regular audience, sort of like the cool kids at the lunch table at your high school cafeteria. Number two, the celebrity section was chaos for most of the show. Stars were getting up to present, perform, or take selfies with one another. Number three, they were also split up into sections. So Lorde and Taylor Swift were seated right next to each other, next to Jason Derulo and Miley Cyrus and Katy Perry were right near each other. Gwen Stefani and Jennifer Lopez were down the row from the Orange is the New Black cast. It was really crazy because number four says the celebrities were sitting adjacent to the stage, so they were facing the audience. So it's kind of like they had their own private show. You could look at the whole stands full of the audience. Or look at the stage, whatever you wanted to look at. I mean, you had a pretty good view of a lot of stuff. Number five says that producers were consistently filling in those seats with just regular audience members. So, like, let's say J-Lo had to get up to go to the bathroom. You get to place your ass where her big fat ass was sitting. Number six, whenever a celebrity had to get up to perform or go to the bathroom or present an award or take a picture or do whatever they had to do, 10 people would get up, would walk with them. And I've experienced this. I remember when I was hanging out at a radio station and Selena Gomez came in for an interview, and I swear to you, there was like three or four people behind her, three or four people in front of her. And I'm just thinking to myself, this is a radio station. This is the kind of environment they're normally used to. A couple other things, were that the stage was like shaped like a huge spaceship. And you don't really see that on TV. You don't get the full effect. Couple other things like Katy Perry and Taylor Swift were dancing throughout the whole performance. Everybody loved Beyonce's performance last night, and everybody was also really quiet, just as shocked as we were at home. Everybody was shocked with the whole Miley Cyrus thing. What the hell was that about, you know? So, such a really cool article. I'm going to post a link to this article. This is the Web Daily, where I take something on the internet every day and talk about it, kind of read you the list and kind of give you my opinions on it. My thoughts on the VMAs, I thought a lot of the performances were okay. You know, they weren't the best performances on the planet, but it still was an entertaining show overall. You know, I love Ariana. I'm so glad that my girls, Fifth Harmony, I've met them. Love them to death. My girls with Harmony, they won their award. I mean, it was such a great show. Let me know what you think over Twitter, @RadioDJDan. You could tweet me at any time.